Now we're joined by Kevin Lynch, the head of animation at Colossus Doolig, just down the road from here in Coolock. So welcome, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks a million.
Fantastic. So do you want to start off by telling us a little bit about the... you're funded by Springboard. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the animation course?
Yes. Yeah, so we have a four-year animation course at Colossus Doolig. First year QQI foundation year, and then a two-year HND course. And then after that, we have a BA top-up, which is in association with the University of Wolverhampton in the UK. The top-up is running, I think, 7 years maybe. And we applied for Springboard funding, I think, in 2016 and 2017. We eventually got it. We got it in 2017 for the course. And it just meant that students who were accepted onto the course had their fees, you know, they didn't have to pay their fees.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've been awarded the funding since. So we've put in the application just there, I think, in February, and we're waiting to hear back. So we have to apply for it every year, and it's quite a long process. There's quite a lot of bureaucracy involved. Actually, they've simplified it a little bit this year. It used to be more complicated. This year was a little bit simpler. But we have to apply for it every year. So there's no guarantee that we'll have it next year, I guess, is one thing that we need to say, just in case we don't get it. But obviously, very, very hopeful we will get it next year. That means a lot, like, from a financial point of view for students applying for it. So it's open to kind of job seekers. It's open to people who are already in employment, mm-hmm. and seek to kind of upskill and improve their chances career wise. And it's open for people to coming back, you know, who maybe homemakers and carers and people like that who want to go back into education. So we have criteria, though, of course, like, for students who apply for it. You should have, you know, a level 6 or alternatively maybe a HND or relevant experience. So there would be people, like, many people, for many years there wasn't degrees available at all in animation in Ireland. So there'd be a lot of people who maybe 10, 15 years ago would have come out of Ballyfermot or IIDT or even our own courses and wouldn't have a degree. So they are looking to come back. You know, they might be in full-time employment in the animation industry, and they'll be coming back to do our course, like, to just to get that degree, but also to give them space to do some of their own work, which they mightn't have the opportunity to do when they're working in a studio environment and they're just kind of working on, you know, TV production work or whatever. So it's given people, like, you know, it's given, like, all sorts of kind of people an opportunity to kind of come back into animation, to upskill and to, you know, to better their opportunities, like, in the workplace afterwards. So we're really happy with Springboard. It's been brilliant. It's really helped our course grow.
Yeah.
From it just being kind of our own students from HND going into, we've gotten a really diverse kind of selection of students and people who are extremely successful in their own right. Like, we had a BAFTA nominee on our course there 3 years ago. Absolutely incredible guy. He directed a Danger Mouse, and he was nominated for BAFTA for that, and he was coming and he was doing our BA, and then, so, and that in with kind of, you know, 20, 21 year old students who have no experience whatsoever. It's a brilliant kind of environment for kind of for those guys to learn off these really kind of successful people, like, in the industry. So Springboard has been brilliant for us.
With the likes of, like, Brown Bag in Ireland at the moment, a hugely worldwide successful animation company. And I mean, I suppose a lot of your students could end up working for some of these guys. What sort of skills would the kids stroke people be learning?
In animation, it's quite a broad area, and people, like, typically people think of, you know, pencil and paper and cartoons, and then they'll also think of CG, computer generated 3D stuff. They'll think of, you know, the Pixar stuff or DreamWorks stuff or Disney stuff. So it's that and everything in between, really. Like, the Irish animation industry, Brown Bag is predominantly a 3D studio, mostly making 3D animated productions. So software which we teach on the course, like Maya, would be very relevant to anybody who wants to get into that. So they'd get very good at Maya, but even a very specific area in Maya, maybe just like rigging or lighting or modelling, you know. So you really do, there's so many specialists in the area, you know, there's so many different roles within an animation studio on a big production. Like, so, you know, to get kind of specialised, to get good at one specific area, like, will open doors for you, you know. And they're crying out for people that are specialised in these studios. And, you know, they're well paid jobs. There's also 2D animation, which is massive in Ireland as well. Like, we're doing a lot of service work for American production companies and making their shows here. Boulder Media was bought by Hasbro, the toy company.
Oh, right.
So they're basically now Hasbro's, you know, the arm for making animation for their toys. Like, so they produced the My Little Pony feature there,
which just
came out on Netflix there a few months ago. That was made entirely in Ireland. And there's loads of stuff like that Danger Mouse show, which is a 2D production that Aidan directed, the former student. You know, that was made in Dublin completely as well. So loads going on. Of course, the big studio as well that we hear a lot of is Cartoon Saloon, based down in Kilkenny, and they've been nominated now for three times for Oscars.
Wow.
Brown Bag also have been nominated twice, I think, for Oscars. Mm. So yeah, like, that stuff really helps to put Ireland on the map as well, like with animation. Like, and it's kind of I think that in the conscious and people's kind of minds, like, animation is a thing now, you know. I mean, it is a thing in Ireland, it is an industry in Ireland, it does, you know, employ a lot of people.
Mm.
So there's a skills deficit as well, so that's why we're in the springboard, we're getting springboard funding, because they need skilled people, like, and they can't get enough of them in the studio or in the studio system in Ireland. So that's where we're coming in. So we have industry professionals to teach on the course, and we've lots of kind of stuff going on. We just had our Keyframe conference there, where we invite loads of animation professionals to come in, speak in the college, do workshops in the college. And this year, because of COVID, it was just a 2-day event, but usually it's a week long event. And so that's brilliant for kind of, you know, getting professionals out, meeting students, for students to network, and also, you know, for them to kind of be aware of us, you know, for the studios to kind of go, oh yeah, that's Kalasha Dulig, like, I was out there. And there's a lot going on, and it's you know, we're kind of, you know, as I said, we're delighted with our springboard funding, and it's helped us a long way. It definitely has, like, and so we have 20 places every year with springboard, and we hope to continue with that funding, you know, so it pays for the course. Like, I think it's about 3,700 euro to do it without the springboard. So it's a massive help, like, to people, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what was your journey into animation? Was animation something that you'd always loved from when you're in school and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I love drawing. Like, I mean, I was good at art, you know, and I was kind of, you know, I would have been. In school, I would have been, you know, one of the best in the class, like in their class, like, or whatever. But but like that, yeah, no. And so, of course, I, like, when I finished school, I, you know, I applied to lots of courses, and I actually, you know, I did a PLC in animation, and I went to IIDT, the National Film School out in Dunleary. I did a bit. I did production design as well, which is, you know, designing sets for. TV and film, and so I worked in that for a while, and I got work pretty early on in Kalasha Dulig, like doing part-time hours, and I was doing my own stuff there. And then after a few years, I went for an interview, and like I got a full-time position. So living the dream, you know. So I do a lot of my own stuff, you know. I've got stuff going on all the time, you know, which I enjoy, and obviously it's important to kind of keep, you know, to keep yourself, you know, your creative juices going, you know, to be kind of relevant, I guess, to the students, you know, as best you can anyway. So
yeah, but I mean, it must be nice to be able to impart your own, you know what I mean, it must be you're kind of shaping lives, you know. It sounds really dramatic, but you're shaping lives at the end of the day, you know. These people could go on, as you say, they could go on to win BAFTAs and Oscars, and you know, no pressure at all, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is, I mean, it's a privilege. I mean, I'm really kind of, it's not the kind of job you walk into and you kind of, you know, you're dreading it. Like, you know, you actually, you know, you're generally happy to begin into work. And the students we have are brilliant. I mean, there's something about animators, or the character of animators, that is just very decent, very nice, very honest, very genuine people. Like, you know, so our students are great, staff are great, and it is a lovely job, you know. Absolutely privileged to have that kind of that influence, maybe, on kind of young minds, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I have to say, Kalasha Dulig is just an incredible place. I was lucky enough to go do a degree in there a couple of years ago, and it's just, the staff are incredible. It's just a real kind of family atmosphere, and the teachers are, so, you know, like yourself, are fantastic.
Yeah. No, but of course, like, I mean, it's nice because the class sizes are generally quite small.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll never have more than kind of 25 in a class. And so, you know, it's a personalized experience.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
you know, students are looked after. Like, we know them all by name. Mm. And we know kind of a lot about them, maybe, you know. And, we really do our best to get them through and get them over the line. And it's a different kind of experience, I guess, in a university.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where you're kind of much more of a kind of a faceless kind of person in a big lecture hall. Like, it's a different kind of thing. And I think it's also a great place for our students. Like we kind of, as I said, there's a certain kind of students like who are very kind of interested in anime and
yeah.
comic books and animation and film. And you know, in school, they're probably maybe a little bit isolated. They might know that many people who are of similar interests, but they come to do like an animation course, and there's, you know, suddenly they flourish, like, because they just meet so many people
yeah.
that are into
yeah,
the
yeah.
same stuff. And there's a great kind of college kind of, you know, spirit, like, particularly in an animation course, like, they're all hanging out with each other, they're all friends for life, really, like,
yeah.
from, you know, kind of their time in the college, you know. So yeah,
yeah.
What's the question
yeah,
again?
Yeah, very, very, very true. I mean, so let's kind of finish on talking about this funding. I mean, you know, the funding from Springboard, could the course operate without this funding?
It can and it will, but it will be more difficult. It'll be more difficult for students to be able to get the money. Like, a lot of the people, like students we had, would be more from kind of more disadvantaged backgrounds. We probably wouldn't have the capacity to pay the money for courses. So I think it's really important that we continue to get it. And I think that the evidence is there that we are supplying the industry. Like, that we are getting people in. People are working, like, and the evidence of it there was in Keyframe. There, we had students who have left 2-3 years ago coming out to speak about, you know, their experience and that period, that transition period from college into industry, like, you know, and
yeah,
how
yeah.
to get from college, because that's a difficult time, you know. How do you get in the door somewhere when you finish college? You know, you're suddenly out the door and you don't know what to do. So that kind of stuff was being discussed. But like, a lot of our former students, I think of the speakers we had, 9 speakers, I think 6 of them were ex students, you know. So that's cool to see. It's really cool for our students to kind of they really relate to that,
because
they can put themselves in their shoes, you know, like in a few years before.
So if anyone from Springboard is listening, you need to
please
put some money into the animation course
at
Colosse de Dulig, because they're just such a great, as I said, I'm only speaking from personal experience, but they're such a great organisation.
Yeah.
But so thank you so much to both of you, Michael and Kevin, for joining me today. It's been absolutely fantastic chatting with you.